Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nesh Masara Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Challah. We are in the fourth parak Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Shtei Nashim She'asu Shnei Kavim Minagu Zeh B'Zeh. What happens when you have two women who made two kavs of dough and they touch one another? So here it's too small. Each one's measure is too small to be chayav and challah, but the two doughs become combined. So afilu hemi minechad peturim, even if they're made from the same stuff, they would be exempt from challah. They have two separate owners. Ubizman sheim shalisha achas, but if they belong to the same woman, right? So she doesn't care if her two doughs touch one another. So then min bimino chayev, if it's the same type, so then it's chayev. But shalo bimino pater, if it's not the same type, it would be exempt. So of course the obvious question that has to be asked is asked by the second Mishnah. Ezu min bimino, what's the definition of min bimino? So hachitim ena mitzdarfo sinakol. The first thing you have to know is that wheat can't go ahead and join together with everything. Ela imakusman, it only joins with spelt. Haseorim, barley dough, mitzdarfo sinakol, it will join together with oats, rye, and spelt, chutz min achitim, but not with wheat. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, shar minim mitzdarfim zeh mzeh, other things do combine with one another. So, in summary, wheat combines only with spelt, barley, oats, and rye combine with any grain except for wheat, and spelt only, it can combine with any of the grains. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez HaShem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.